Hello there everyone, it's Steve here and welcome to season 10 of my podcast. As far as I know, the other 9 seasons are still available. If you'd like to catch up or perhaps need help sleeping. I have tried to do this podcast 2 or 3 times, but I keep getting interrupted. I did try yesterday and I had lots of interruptions. Hopefully there won't be any unexpected interruptions today. Well, they would be unexpected, really, wouldn't they? Because if they were expected, I would know about them. But there you go. Now, at the beginning of June was the 22nd anniversary of my first lesson of teaching English to non-English speakers. Such a long time ago now. I first started out as a temporary teacher, then became a senior teacher, then a deputy director of courses, followed by being a director of studies in 2 different schools. And they were very different in their organisational structure and their cultural approaches. Eventually, after a number of occurrences, I decided to branch out on my own as a freelance teacher or freelance language instructor, as I wanted control over what I did and my finances. As one organisation had clearly no control in this area. So that's where I am now. And while you're hopefully listening to a Lennet English Language Services podcast. But first, let's start at the beginning. A very good place to start, as they say in a song from a very famous musical. At the beginning of the 21st century, I worked in banking and had done so for many years. I generally worked in the London office of overseas banks, although my first banking job was in the National Westminster Bank in London, in the City of London actually, and involved traveller's checks. If you're under a certain age, you've probably never heard of traveller's checks. You may not have even heard of cheques if you're under a certain age. Ask someone a little bit older. They can explain what traveller's cheques are to you. Most of my banking career was spent in trade finance departments. This is where banks dealt with documentation and financing for the import and export of goods. Some people I worked with and many customers didn't have English as their first language. It meant that when I explained complex documentation details to them, I had to make sure my explanations were very concise and very clear. So I like that part of my job, helping people. However, I was becoming disillusioned with banking, seeing people with less knowledge and practical experience being promoted ahead of me. In some cases, I may have questioned their competence. So, when a friend told me she was moving to Denmark, but was also aiming to qualify as an EFL teacher, it sparked an interest in the subject for me. As well as being a workmate, my friend was also a classmate in my Danish language classes. We both had experience in learning another language as an adult, so I thought it might be interesting to see the other side. After 22 years, I can safely say that I prefer teaching to banking. Although I did enjoy some of my time in banking and made many friends who I'm still in touch with many years later. One of my memories of my first EFL teaching course was that we had to ask a student if we could teach them privately for a few lessons. The students were aware of this in the school and used to approach the trainee teachers to volunteer. We would ask the students their aims for the limited number of lessons they would have with us. The trainee teachers would analyse the level of the student's language ability or skills, devise a lesson plan to assist the student in the achievement of their aims. Afterwards, we had to write an assessment and report on the student and our experience of teaching in a one-to-one situation. The student that approached me was a Brazilian lady, She had a very strong Brazilian accent. I think she came from Sao Paulo. It was a very long time ago, so I'm not 100% certain. I asked the student her aims. I expected her response to be assistance with pronunciation or grammar. However, this lady wanted to talk with an accent exactly like mine. I'd only just started teaching, but even then I knew I didn't have the power or the ability to convert someone with a strong Brazilian accent to change their accent to a Southeast London accent like mine. There might be people in the film world or voice coaching world that can do that. That certainly wasn't one of my skill sets then. Not even convinced I could do that now. Luckily, I managed to convince her that I could help her a little with pronunciation and some basic rules of English grammar. Some English grammar rules that she was having difficulty with. Shortly after my teaching course had finished, I began a job at a summer school, which was based in the quite famous British University. Here, I would teach English to young Italian students between the ages of 12 and 15. In the morning, they would have English lessons, and in the afternoon and at weekends, they would have cultural excursions or fun activities. One of the cultural excursions included a visit to St. Albans to see Roman ruins. I could never see the point of that, as I guessed if the children came from Italy, they had probably seen Roman ruins in their own country. Another cultural visit was to the British Museum. All the kids ever wanted to do there was to visit the mummies in the Egyptology department and then go to the cafe for a can of Coke and a packet of crisp. That was my first experience of teaching, and I enjoyed it very much. And I've remained in teaching ever since. I think, in a way, it came quite naturally to me. And learning another language as an adult helped me to empathise and sympathise with the difficulties that people had in learning the English language. I shall continue with my reminiscences next time. Until then, this is Steve saying thank you very much, everyone, wherever you are. Thank you for listening, subscribing and downloading. Take care, look after yourselves and stay safe and well. Bye-bye.